Warriors-Clippers Game 2 in this first round of the NBA playoffs, a Monday night matchup at Oracle Arena where the Warriors were pushing the pace from the jump as Stephen Curry hit 5 three-pointers on his way to a team-high 29-point night with 6 assists. Klay Thompson motored his way to 17 points on the evening. Is Draymond Green with 14 points and 9 assists, while Kevin Durant had a 21-point evening with 5 boards and 5 assists. In the first quarter, DeMarcus Cousins exited the game with a left quad injury. He did not return as an MRI is now scheduled for Tuesday. Off the bench, Kevon Looney added 19 points to the effort, and Quinn Cook had 11 points, yet the Clippers rally in the second half with a solid comeback to tie the series 1-1, taking it 135-131, the final.
Well, we stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. I mean, they scored 85 points in the second half. You know, we had really done a good job defensively in the first half. So we didn't, you know, we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Hey, Steve, Mark, Medina Bay Area News Group. What's the training staff told you about DeMarcus?
What's the
training staff told you about DeMarcus?
There's a pretty significant quad injury. So we'll get an MRI tomorrow, but he's going to be out for I'll just say a while. I don't, because I think it's unclear right now how long he'll be out. But it's significant.
Steve, Tim Kawakami, The Athletic. What did you think about the offensive kind of rhythm at the end there? Did you think things got a little scattered for you guys?
Not only at the end, I thought for most of the last quarter and a half, we got a little. A little messed up rotation-wise with the foul trouble, but that's not the excuse because you should still be able to execute. But we, you know, once you lose momentum in a game against a really good team, it's hard to get it back. And so we really lost this game mid-third quarter when we stopped playing.
Tomer Zarley, Clutch Point. Steve, did you feel like, before the game, you said that you felt the Clippers sort of outplayed you in game one. Did you feel like a bit of that was a carryover at all?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Carryover?
From game one, you said they outplayed you.
But I don't connect the two games. It was a different game. We outplayed them in the first half, and then, as soon as we got up 31, we shut down.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Lou Williams is a very capable scorer, obviously, but how do you feel about the way your team defended him? Was that just him getting points, or were you disappointed in that?
Our defense was great for 2.5 quarters, and then we stopped defending. When I say we stopped playing. Defense, offense, execution-wise, we were not as engaged as we needed to be, and we got exactly what we deserved. Clippers were great. They executed. They were hungry. They stayed connected. They were together. To win in this league, especially in the playoffs, you gotta have all 5 guys competing and playing, and staying with a game plan and getting after it. There's only one agenda in the playoffs, and that's win the game.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. I think there was more than 60 combined fouls. It almost seemed like a wrestling match at times out there. Was this kind of played on their terms, on Patrick Beverley's terms?
Well, he did a good job out there. In the playoffs, if you just foul every time, they can only call so many of them, honestly. And that's I'm not talking about Patrick Beverley. I'm talking about everybody. You get more aggressive. You get more physical. So it's very difficult to keep control of the game, if you're an official. Beverly did his job. He made an impact on the game. And, obviously Lou Williams got scorching hot at the end. But, we shouldn't have allowed them to be in that position more than anything.
Jim Barnett has put on the headset to downstairs. And, Jim, by all accounts, it is the greatest comeback in NBA playoff history.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the Warriors have to be on the recipient side of things. I just read the numbers.
Yes.
Tell me what you saw. Why did the Warriors lose this game?
Well, I just thought when they got – okay, they're up 23 at the half. They get up by 31, 7-something to go in the third. And – then they just lost it. They became very apathetic. And I don't know, I have to say, you know, Kevin Durant with the 9 turnovers today just didn't seem involved in the game. He only took 8 shots tonight, and it's misleading to see the 12 free throws because a lot of those free throws, they were already in foul trouble with at 9 minute and 40 mark in the fourth quarter, and a lot of them were off the ball. And it wasn't him trying to go to the basket and stuff, and I'm not blaming it on him, but I just didn't see him get involved. I thought, I never saw him once post up Patrick Beverly and go for a post-up the entire game. And their offense fell apart and their defense, they kept letting Lou Williams go to the right every time they give him the right side hoping to get help. It doesn't work out, and the Clippers deserve to win. They were 8 of 14 from three-point range in the second half.
Yep.
The Warriors only made 4 of 13. And Shamet, who is their best three-point shooter, knocked down 4 tonight. The other night he only had one basket. Tonight he made a difference. And, you know, I will say this, the other night he was the only guy that was positive in the plus-minus.
Right.
He played 20 minutes and he was a plus-7. And he was 1 of 6 or 1 of 4 shooting. He only scored one basket. It was a 3. Tonight he plays 32 minutes and he scores 12 points, but he's a plus 15. There's something with him on the floor that changes things for the Clippers. But Lou Williams was great. They give the ball to him, and he delivers every time. He had 29 points in the second half, Tim.
I know. We had read the numbers.
Yep.
Jim, at some point, Warriors are going to have to find maybe a new way of doing this because, you know, Harrell and Williams combined for 51
right
in the first game and 61 points tonight.
Yes.
And if the Warriors are to win this series in the way that we thought they were going to win the series, they have to do something about that.
Well, even if they scored, okay, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
They had 6 turnovers for 5 points in the first half. They had 16 turnovers and gave away 29 points in the second half. Okay, forget, just if you don't do that, you're going to win the game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't be sloppy with the ball. They had 21 turnovers in game one, and they give up 29 points off turnovers in one half to this team. No wonder the Clippers scored 85 points in the second half.
From Elias, most bench points scored in the playoff game since 70-71. The Mavericks had 86 in the game back in May of 2011, the Clippers second best tonight with 83, and the Nets had 80 tonight off their bench. So the Clippers and the Nets benches tonight combined for 163 points. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. I just hope. I just didn't like. I just saw so much, to me, apathy. And I'm using that word. It just seemed they were apathetic in the second. Once they had that lead, and then they started losing it, and it came down to 15, came down to 16, 15. It was almost like, I don't know, they forgot how to play. And the Clippers from that on that time on, controlled the game. They controlled their own destiny. And you can see they wanted to win the game, and they thought they could win the game, and they went out and proved because they did win the game. And the Warriors just let it slip through their fingers. Not for the lack of effort. I don't want to say it that way. I don't know what happened. It just got to be a very strange game.
Yeah, it got to be a strange game. But Jim, I think we've seen this before, too. We've seen the Warriors take their foot off the gas in a game that maybe they should have a very easy time of it. And tonight,
have you seen Durant take 8 shots in a game in 34 minutes when we were having trouble scoring?
Yeah, well, he did that a few times coming down the stretch of this year.
Yes, but the Warriors were winning.
Yeah, well,
this to me, the game was on the line and they needed points. I thought he would post up on Beverly before he got fouled out of the game.
Well, even in that, there was a play in the fourth quarter. He had Landry Shamet on him, and I thought immediately, oh, just go to work,
right?
And for some reason, he was reluctant to do that tonight.
Yes,
and as a result, I think maybe the having to be guarded by Beverly is taking a little bit out of his rhythm right now. And
yeah,
so they need to get that back. And Jim, I think if Beverly's on him, I think, I put him right down the box. And if I was kind of like a Bill Fitch thing back in the day, I would throw it to Kevin Durant like the first 5 times down the floor.
Well, let me ask you this. Did they do it one time tonight?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, Tim. They never once put him down at the block, let someone else throw it around, and then you, from the wing, you throw it into him and let him operate. And if the double team comes in, you're going to get a good look somewhere, and it's either going to be a layup underneath if the big comes. We saw that last game. it's just is a little puzzling. And all of a sudden, they just their whole offense just got very flat.
Yep, and I think
and the defense, and because of the turnovers and stuff, and you give them all those points. You give credit to the Clippers, but I know this. I'm just waiting now for Game 3 to see if the Warriors respond and how they're going to do that, and they respond like the champions they are.
And either one or two things are going to happen, I think, in Game 3, Jim. Either the Warriors are going to come out and reestablish order,
yeah,
or we're in for a series.
Yes.
And that could very easily happen. This is a different group of Clippers. They like playing with each other. They have belief. They're well coached.
Yeah.
It's a different group. They're not going to they believe right now, and that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. I think the Warriors bench was pretty doggone good tonight. I want to say that, Cousins with that thigh injury and whatever it is, quadriceps,
left quad, and you know what, Jim, it's just heartbreaking. His second playoff game.
I know, he's not even 4 minutes into
it. It's just heartbreaking. He's going to have an MRI tomorrow. Steve Kerr is going to comment. Somebody asked him about it. He'll have comments in a few moments on our broadcast. And
on a positive note, how about Looney coming around? I mean,
oh man,
how good has he been? And he's found an offensive game now as well, and he's hitting his free throws. He was 6 for 6 tonight. I didn't even realize that. On his 19 points, that's a new career high.
A new career high, whether it be a regulation, whether regular season or playoff.
Yeah.
And he's been great, and he's going to have to be great now because he'll more than likely start Game 3. Boga could start and play the first 2 minutes, but I would expect Looney to play the lion's share there. And it also means we're going to see a lot of Draymond Green at the 5. So.
Yes, and Draymond, I'll tell you what, he's put his heart and soul into this.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is everywhere doing everything that he can. Gosh, I just see, well, because the Warriors didn't score very well, he's stuck on that 9 assists. He had the 9 assists very early. In fact, he had it at the end of the third quarter.
Right.
So he never got an assist in that. I wanted him to at least get a double-double there. Of course, mainly, I wanted them to get a win, and I'm shocked. I'm still in shock that they had a 31-point lead and less than 20 minutes left in the game and lost it.
Biggest playoff comeback in NBA history.
All right, Tim, I will see you
Wednesday.
Yes.
On the plane.
On the plane.
All right, sir.
All right, Tim.
The series now shifts to LA for games 3 and 4 at Staples Center. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.